If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is a selection of wank fantasies for Masturbation Month. Written by Girl on the Net.
Read by Girl on the Net and Leo Di Luca. When one of them cries mercy. They're always loud when they come, she's discovered. Both of them, like whimpering dogs. She likes that. It shows that what she's doing is working. But while she loves the sound of their satisfied moans, she's happier with their screams. Even happier when she knows that one is tormenting the other. It eases her workload. She sets her two subs up like so. One, kneeling on the ground with his collar and leash tied to a chair. He can move only slightly. His face must remain at the awkward height of 4 inches off the floor. This is important. She places the sound box beneath him, and she wants it to capture every noise. Every snivel, every whimper, every scream. The other is trussed up nearby. She hasn't bothered with beauty, he's just curled into a fetal ball and secured there with bondage tape. For the purposes of today, he's merely the receiver. Arse exposed with a thick butt plug inside and wires trailing down to the sound box. When the other one screams, the current will flow. The louder he screams, the stronger the current. The game will stop when she gets bored of it. Or, more likely, when one of them cries mercy. Making a bet with herself about which will come first, she picks up and flexes the cane.
Inspection. She doesn't wear lingerie, ever. It makes her feel ridiculous, feminine, exposed. She's more comfortable in yoga pants and t-shirts, bras from Marks and Spencer that put function over fuckability. The idea of standing in front of him clad in nothing but black lace while he compliments her beauty, her femininity, makes her face burn with shame. But this time is different. This makes her face burn with something else entirely. He orders her to the middle of the room, then strips her, literally strips her, taking scissors to the lightweight fabric of her t-shirt and tearing it away, the quicker to get his hot hands on the lace-trimmed flesh beneath. He yanks down her yoga pants in one swift motion, then crouches there, on the floor, with his face against the flesh of her bottom. He places one hand on each cheek and spreads her, burying his nose in the scent of her and telling her how good she is. She closes her eyes, breathes deeply, feels every prod and poke and grab and bite as he inspects every inch of the body she's dressed up just for him. She can hear the shuffling of his hand as he beats at his hard cock and his muttered whispers as he continues his inspection.
Just close your eyes. She wants to fuck him, but he's tired. He lies sleepily on the bed, naked and soft and freshly showered. He grins at her and tells her he wants to, but he can't. He physically can't. So she assures him he doesn't have to. She'll do everything. She takes his flaccid cock into her mouth and starts to suck life into it, gently brushing his hands away when he reaches up to help. She doesn't need his participation, only his cock. As it starts to fill with blood, she reaches for the lube nearby, the one that will help him relax and send him deeper into this dreamy, horny state. By the time she lifts her head from his crotch, his cock points straight towards the ceiling, perfect for sitting on. She drizzles lube over it, liberally, until he's so slippery she can barely get a grip on his shaft. Using both hands, fingers interlaced, she squeezes hard and slides them up and down. He bucks and moans slightly, so she tells him to shh. This isn't for you. Shh. You don't need to do anything. Just close your eyes. He closes his eyes, bites his lip, and tries not to move as she rides him solely for her pleasure. She grabs a vibrator from the table nearby and leans back, exposing her clit for the rumbling sensations and angling his solid cock so it nudges against her G-spot. When she comes, she clamps tightly around him, and he opens his eyes to watch as her smile twists into a grimace when she comes.
A machine to make him come. He asked her to surprise him. So she did. When she strips off the blindfold, he finds himself tied to a chair in the kitchen, his knees almost touching the wall. Naked, except for the silicon contraption she has strapped to his twitching cock. From where he sits, he cannot see her, can only hear her voice, and see the black rectangle of the remote control she has stuck to the wall in front of him. Silver buttons, 5 of them. 2 plus signs, 2 minus signs, and 1 tiny silver one in the center. He can't ask what it's for, because he's gagged, but he doesn't need to. She places a firm hand on the back of his head and pushes his face forward, grinding his nose into one of the buttons marked plus. The contraption strapped to his cock rumbles to life, sending deep thuds of pleasure through the head and shaft of his cock. He moans, twitches his head a little to press the button again, increasing the thrum of vibration through his dick. You have 20 seconds to choose your settings, she tells him, and then 1 hour to live with your choice. He presses the silver button in the center, causing a rippled pattern of pleasure to shudder through him. He whimpers like a puppy when he realizes what this is. A machine to make him come, and then to keep him coming until he cries out to beg her to stop. If she makes mistakes. Get that cock in your mouth. It's awkward to cram it in. Short but thick, her lips stretch around the outside, and it's all she can do to open wide enough that she doesn't touch it with her teeth. He sits on the edge of the bed with his legs spread wide, looking down at her upturned face, the tears leaking from her eyes, the lipstick smudged around the base of his shaft. He picks up the riding crop, the perfect length to lazily swat her bottom as she sucks him. No belts or floggers or torses for him today. Today he's relaxing. He wants to be able to swing easily and hit the perfect target of her pale ass, bobbing forward and backward as she chokes down his dick. Get it all in, he orders, whacking her neatly in the center of one of her cheeks. And if I feel your teeth or if you slow down, you're getting whipped. Each time he whips her, she twitches. If he beats her while the head of his cock is at the back of her throat, the twitching turns to clenched throats and tightness and gagging. He will whip her if she makes mistakes, then whip her more and harder as he realizes what each whip stroke leads to. By the time he comes, her ass will be bright red, and she'll be none the wiser about why she was so harshly punished. Work for it. I am not going to fuck you until I know you've come, he tells her, handing her the wand. She sits astride his cock and pouts, playfully. Her cunt throbs for want of his dick and she squirms to try and angle herself to slide onto him. He's so thick and hard it seems unfair to waste this on a wank. A wank's not a waste, he tells her, using both hands to grip her hips and prevent her from sliding down his shaft. You come first, then we'll fuck. He throws her off him and onto her stomach on the bed, where she wriggles impatiently. He places the doxy so the head sits just below her cunt, squashed between her clit and his mattress. Taking her wrists in his hands, he restrains her, so all she can do is writhe. "Now come for me," he orders as she squirms against the throb of the vibrator. Its powerful kick keeps it moving, forcing her to wriggle to get the power in the right place. Each time it slips away from her, she moans in frustration, aching for the release of an orgasm. He keeps her wrists firmly in his grip and watches, mesmerized, as her bottom wiggles and squirms across the bed in her quest to finally come for him. He aims his cock thick and twitching and eager for the wet hole he's promised her he'll fuck if she finally makes it. He waits for the first spasms in her body that tell him she's coming. The signal for him to plunge it into her cunt.
Taking turns. He sips cocktails and watches me dance with other men, one after the other, after the other. I know he's enjoying this because he doesn't stop me. He watches me put my head to one side and give flirty eyes to total strangers, and I know that he's assessing each one the same way I am. How eager is he? How courteous? How likely to come back with us to fuck me in our bedroom? Later that night, I'll do a final round of the bar and the dance floor, tapping the shoulders of the men that he and I have chosen and whispering into their ears that I really need their cocks, that we're having a party and we'd like to invite them. Those who want to will knock on the door to room 303. When they step inside, they'll find me strapped face down to a bed, spread wide for them to use, gagged so I cannot cry out, lubed up so they can choose which hole they'd like to try tonight. And him? Silent and steady and calm as he was when I was dancing. He'll sip cocktails and watch me get fucked by these other men. Safe in the knowledge that it'll be his turn at the end. Truth is, it's his turn whenever he wants.
Gorging on her. He wants to eat her cunt. Not the way he usually does when he licks and sucks at her gently to begin with, as if asking permission to really tuck in. Not in a shy, tentative way to help nudge her over the self-consciousness that floods through her when she spreads her legs. No, he wants to eat cunt like a starving man sating his appetite. He wants to be messy, to bury his face in the ripples and folds of her, have her hands gripping his hair and pulling him deep into her until his nose is filled with the scent of her, and his mouth gapes and slurps, and he struggles to breathe. He wants her kneeling over him, putting her weight on him, drizzling lube from a bottle down her body until it forms rivers that trickle over his face and into his eyes, mixing slippery alternating flavors like lashings of different ice cream syrups, until he gargles and chokes and gags on the feast she's force-feeding him.
Hungry for cock. Still hungry for cock, you fucking slut? He asks. Yes, she is. Always. But especially now, having edged and writhed and been fucked raw for the last 2 hours, yet still desperate to come. His dismissive tone and feigned disgust only pushes her more into the zone, bratty and eager and hungry for it. Zipping up his flies, because he's done now and grown weary of fucking, he sighs as if she's in trouble. Then he picks up a fat dildo from the table nearby. "Bend over then, you little bitch," he orders. She does. Kneels on the floor in front of him with her naked ass in the air. He sits down on the sofa and shoves the dildo inside her. Hard. She wriggles back onto it and moans, and he gives a few harsh, perfunctory thrusts. Like that? That's how you want it? He drawls, almost bored-sounding as he uses rough hands to plough her cunt. She's a ball of trembling energy, yet his entire voice is a sneer. And it's the sneering, dismissive tone that gets her. The lazy twitch of his hand as he fucks her roughly with it. The way he barely glances at her to see how his efforts are received. She is nothing. Less than nothing. She's an annoyance. An irritant. A chore for him to tick off his to-do list. That she's so desperate for it disgusts him, and his disgust makes her all the more desperate. She fucks back against his hand, inhaling sharply each time the dildo pounds into the back of her cunt, biting her lip as she gets closer, reminding herself over and over of what he called her at the start, slut, bitch, horny for cock. When she's come, he lets go of the dildo, leaving it sticking in her twitching cunt so she can remove and clean it herself. As she shudders in the final throes of her orgasm, he glances over at her and spits.
Her and him and them. They take it in turns to tug gently on the chain. These two men, so similar yet so different. One so familiar she cannot dream without him there, urges others to step forward and dispense a little pain. Kneeling on all fours on the bed, surrounded by strangers, she locks eyes with the one man she knows and smiles up at him, urging him to do more. So he offers the chain to the guy who stands beside him, and they take it in turns to tug. The chain connects her nipples, and with each tug she wants to stretch herself towards them, to soothe the biting pain. But if she leans forward, she'll miss out on what's happening behind. A line of eager bystanders taking it in turns with the flogger. She loves the hard, pleasurable thuds of the leather flogger as they land on her naked ass, almost as much as she loves the bite of the clamps on each of her hard, red nipples. She maintains eye contact with him as he tugs at the chain, keeps staring as he hands the chain to someone else, trusts him as he instructs the rest of them to beat her. And when he yanks the chain too hard, it's his face she searches for first, reaching out to draw him closer towards him, to suck at her nipple and soothe the waves of pain. If you enjoyed this, you can find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help make more of them, and remove all ads on the site at patreon.com/girlonthenet.